the sea. One pair of hands made the sun and the moon. Every bird, every flower, every tree. One pair of hands on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong. So when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong. So when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong. So when
everybody, and glad to be in here with you tonight live. We always minister to you. So far, we've been on the radio for quite a few years. We've never done a recording. Praise Yahweh. We've always been able to come to you live and direct every night that we're on the radio to bring you live and in person. See, we are, we're always here present for you. We have been a Bible teacher for over 50 years, and we have learned a few things that is basically a little controversial in some cases, and a little strange. The Bible said that the people in the Messiah's day, they were
basically amazed at his doctrine, astonished. Well, today we've got the same thing going on throughout the world. There is major confusion. And particularly tonight on the question of the thousand-year reign and 144,000 that's going to be reigning with him. Now we're going to go to the 14th chapter of the book of Revelations, if you will. We're going to start there tonight, and we're going to try to bring you up to speed, and that we should determine who these are. And I heard a great voice from heaven, and I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. Now here's the lamb. Now, in the connecting process, the series of events, we've done establish the fact that he came to earth to get his bride. Now, his bride is a symbolic bride. This is all symbolic. However, the action had to be converted from physical into spiritual. And we're trying to give you a spiritual example here of the sequences so that you can understand the book of Revelations and the great mystery that is proceeding today to be taught in aspects or out of context erroneous doctrine, if you will, as people do not know the exact sequence of events. And that's why we're trying to help you here. If you're a Bible student, if you have any questions, I would be so delighted to try to walk you through these things and give you a sequence of events and biblically to where I could enhance your understanding that you might be able to put on the whole armor and to search the scriptures daily. And that's been my love for the last 50 some years, is to search the scriptures. Now, when it comes out a little bit different than what you've been taught, don't be taken back that you've never heard this. You see, this is amazing. I have people all come to, I never heard that. I never heard it put that way. And things of that nature. It's not saying that we have an exclusive insight that would give you insight, because my insight may never transfigure over. I may not be capable of explaining to you exactly like I want to, but I will attempt and I will try. And as long as you've got an open heart and an open mind, don't take my word for it. Prove all things. Here he is. He's with 144,000. Now, is this before the resurrection or after the resurrection? That's the question. That's the $64 question. We're going to prove that it was after the resurrection. And you say, well, if that's the case, then I must have missed it. Well, you did. This was the first resurrection. He came to earth as a bridegroom to get his bride, and the 144,000 with his father's name written in their forehead of Revelation 14:1, let him that hath understanding, this is what we want to get to you. And I heard a voice from heaven as the voice of many waters, a voice of great thunder, and I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Now notice this. These 144,000, 12,000 out of each tribe, as we go back to the book of Revelations, where we look at chapter 7, we're going to see that there's 12,000 in the 7th chapter of the book of Revelations, said, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, verse 3, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. Right there it is. Now, these sealed servants with the Father's name are now seen in heaven. And out of the tribe of Judah, and out of the tribe of Asher, out of the tribe of Naphtali, and out of the tribe of Manasseh, out of the tribe of Simeon, out of the tribe of Levi, out of the tribe of Issachar, out of the tribe of Zebulun, out of the tribe of Joseph, now the tribe of Benjamin, were sealed in that day, 144,000, being 12 tribes, with the exclusion of Dan, who has no territorial inheritance. And so then, because he was already long gone, he was a seafaring people. A lot of people think that Dan was excluded from the 12 because he's not listed here in book 7. They just don't understand. And after this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, and of all nations and kindred and people and tongues stood before the throne and before the Lamb, and clothed with white robes, and they had palms in their hands. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and the Lamb. And the angels stood round about, and the elders and the four beasts fell down before the throne, and worshiped God, saying, amen. Blessed and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and forever. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, this is John writing the account, who are these? He don't leave you no doubt who they are. These are they which are, what are these which are arrayed in white robes, and whence did they come? And he said, sir, I really don't know. I don't know. Thou knowest, but I don't know. And he said unto me, I'll answer your question. These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed the robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Now, a lot of people think that that tribulation is future. That tribulation is past. It was the tribulation of the first resurrection. There had to be a great slaughter. These 144,000 had washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. In other words, they died for him. Therefore, they are before the throne a perfect bride. And they serve him day and night in the temple. And he that sitteth upon the throne shall dwell among them. Now, they shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst. Neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. Now, these are spirit beings already resurrected, passed from death through death unto life. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them into living waters and shall wipe away tears from their eyes. Now, let's go back to 14, where we came from, now that we know who these are, and we're going to look at exactly what they're going to do. Now, it's going to tell us something else. And I heard a great voice from heaven, and a voice of many waters, and great thunder, and I heard the harpers harping with their harps, and they, the 144,000, that is in verse 1, with the Father's name in the forehead, sealed, which is, again, confirmed, in the seventh chapter here of the book of Revelations, verses 13 and 14. These are they that were sealed. They had white robes, and they cried day and night and said, salvation, salvation. Now notice, to the Lamb. And here is wisdom. I want you to understand this. This is not really complicated. It may be for you because I'm going so fast. But if you came to one of our festivals and I taught on this and diagrammed it on the blackboard and sequenced it, you could get a clear vision of exactly what is being spoken here. Here is, again, in 14, says, these are they which sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts. Now, these are already up in heaven, come out of the first resurrection through a great tribulation. Now, each resurrection has a tribulation period, just like we've got a future tribulation for the second resurrection. Right before the second resurrection, there's going to be a great the tribulation. Again, it will be only for the sons of Jacob of the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 7. The rest of the world can be eating, drinking, and being merry. You won't even know that there's been a tribulation because it's the saints that suffer. You didn't even know about this one because you weren't partakers of it. But you can read about it here, and no one could learn that song, but the 144,000. Now, the Jehovah's Witnesses think that they're going to, that's talking about them. They can't sing now, and I don't think they can sing later. They're all in error. We've got the rapture people. We've got the pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib, whatever trib you want to look at. They've got a trib for it. And this is idiotic doctrine taught by the church world. As they try to make it sound good, oh, don't worry, we're going to be raptured out. Notice this. They sung a new song that no man could learn, but the 144,000 which was redeemed, here it is, from the earth. Now, when did they get redeemed and taken to heaven? Had to be, again, the first resurrection. Now, I read you the scriptures in the book of Matthew, where we read in the 27th chapter, and I'd like to read it for you again, and we're going to start again to show you the sequence of the resurrection. I'm going to start in verse 52 of Matthew 27 to show you that these are they that came out of their graves after he resurrected. He brought his bride out and took her to heaven. The rapture. Those who are trying to teach a future rapture are confused with the first resurrection. It's true that they were raptured out. Verse 52. And the graves were open, and many bodies of the saints, 144,000, which slept arose. These are dead. And these are the ones that were beheaded, and we're going to read that to you. Show you they were all beheaded. You Jehovah's Witnesses want to run around here without a head. You know, you'd have to go through the third resurrection. If you believe he's going to come back, reign 1,000 years, and then come back and resurrect somebody, there's a sequence in here that you ain't going to be a participant in. If you don't have a part with him in the first resurrection, you ain't going to have any part in the second. And I'm afraid you're going to miss the boat. You're blind. You can't see. I'm not particularly jumping on the Jehovah's, but the Miller doctrine, the Seventh-day Adventist doctrine, the Catholic doctrine, the Baptist doctrine, all of these bell boxes have false, misleading doctrine by these slick Satan snakes that are preaching under the pretense of Christ. And they came out of their graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Now, remember verse 52 and 53 of Matthew 27, and here they are with the Father's name standing on Mount Zion with him in heaven, the bride. These are they which were redeemed from the earth, the 144,000. Had to be in the first resurrection. Can't be in the second. I'm going to repeat that. You will never see 144,000 raised up in the second resurrection. At the second resurrection, the final resurrection, no rapture. The rapture of the second resurrection is coming to transform the dead. And he tells us who they are. These are they which were not defiled with women. Now had to be men. For they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb wheresoever he goeth. And these were redeemed from among men. Had to be the first resurrection. I am wanting to challenge you lying dogs, you evil people that teach this false doctrine about a rapture or about a snatching away or about 144,000 of you slipping out of here and coming back as preachers in the 1,000-year reign. That's hogwash. That is idiotic. And whoever, you silly women, run around here with a magazine from door to door, knocking on doors, which the Bible said for you not to do, why don't you stand and face? I like to debate these lying dogs. If they had any guts, they don't have any. They're liars. They're the evil concision that lie to you and place this false doctrine in your heart, and you eat it up because it sounds good. And oh, how they can put icing on a bad cake. It ain't going to turn out like you think. It's going to look good. It's going to tickle your ears. But it ain't good. These were, again, verse 4 of Revelations 14 and 4. These are they which were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and the Lamb. Now, Could I stop right there for just a moment and go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15? For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ and the first fruits. There it is. The first fruits is the first resurrection reaping fruits that came out of the graves in Matthew 27, verse 51 and 52. Right there. With the Father's name and the forehead. In other words, they had to marry the Father, bear his name. That's the way a wife does, if it's proper protocol. And in this sense, it was a spiritual proper protocol. Yahweh came in and stole his bride right out from under the nose of the devil, and most of the devil's people still don't understand it. Every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, and afterward, second resurrection people, they that are Christ at his coming. Now, he came 2,000 years ago. All you Christians are going to have to confirm it or deny resurrection. If you try to put in 1,000 years and an interlude and then another resurrection, that's three of them and you can't read the two. Again, the 23rd verse of 1 Corinthians 15:23. And every man in his own order, Christ the first fruits, right there it is. Now notice this there. Again, these are the first fruits, verse 4 of 14. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits. Right there, Paul confirms it. When you say he's a false prophet, he's linking up with the Gospel of John. Right here, confirm it. And I rebuke all you Paul bashers. You're all liars, every one of you. You're out of the evil concision yourself when you accuse him of being that. This is one of the greatest prophets that ever walked. He's so far out in front of you, y'all wouldn't know the truth if it's itching ahead with a like a two before. Well, sometimes I think maybe that I ought to preach with a two before and try to drive it into the head, because you ain't going to take any spiritual counsel, that's for sure. The anointed counsel of Yahweh seems strange. The unanointed or the false anointed counsel of the devil and his ministers are accepted. They love the lie and hate the truth. These are they which were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits. That's first resurrection, people. Confirming it right here. If you've got any different doctrine, bring it. If you want to debate me, why don't you call me up? Again, let me slowly give you my number. Evidently, some of you, I go so fast, you can't get my number. All you lying dogs and false prophets that this is crossing, you don't teach it like it, won't you call me up? 1-423-626-2172. I'm live. I'm right here. I'm in person. You'll get a voice. Call me after the broadcast. We'll debate it live on air. I want you to get the sequence of events and place them in chronological order. And we're going to demand it and let the Bible do the talking. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault. Ladies and gentlemen, this is so amazing that it's the truth. And the devil does not want the truth. All they want is a lie. I could preach a lie and deceive thousands of people. I've had people mailing me, calling me. If I belonged to some big organization, I'd be one of the big teachers. I know how to do it. I've done it before. I was a big-time Pentecostal preacher. Lying. Misleading. I didn't know no better. I was deceived myself. You've got to come out from among them. All right, let's go back to the book of Isaiah. Remember, they sung a new song. Now, it's very simple. There's no problem here, ladies and gentlemen. Here in the 26th chapter of the book of Isaiah, Isaiah wrote this. Do you see how it connects? Line upon line, precept upon precept. It is hidden from the wise and the prudent. Only the anointed can put this together. And after 50 years of searching the scriptures, proving out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, that's all you'd need. And I'm always willing to give you three scriptures for everything I believe. And I've got some strange beliefs, too. They don't match up with the Christian doctrine. I'm not against the Christian doctrine, the people that believe in Christ. That just means anointing. You can believe in the devil and be anointed. You can believe in a false name. And the devil's so slick and crafty, he's got most of you worshiping in a false name, and you don't even know it. You don't have no regard. Here again, the 19th verse of the 26th chapter of the book of Isaiah. It's amazing how Yahweh prophesied this hundreds of years before it happened through an old prophet that they cut up his body. They hated him so much that they cut his body up in body parts, his own people. That's how they hate you. They will hate you because you're preaching something contrary to the bell box, the bell preachers, who have all of Yahweh's people blinded through deceit and deception, and even would deceive the very elect. Here it is again. Thy dead body, or thy dead men, thy dead men. Now, it emphasizes men here. Thy dead men, remember it says in the book of Revelation 14, these are they which were redeemed from the earth as the first fruits. They're all males. Thy dead men shall live together with my dead body. Now, did Christ die? You Christians preach he died. What resurrection did he raise in? First and or second? Well, you say, well, of course he raised in the second resurrection. You don't hear these Christians preach this. They won't touch the first resurrection. Why? Because it don't sequence or it don't synchronize with their teachings. So they have to jump over the first resurrection and then muddle the waters over in the second one and try to get a 1,000-year reign in at some point in the future. It's going on now. Thy dead men, together with my dead body, shall arise. First resurrection, Matthew 27, 51 and 52. Awake and sing. There it is. They learned a song, the 144,000, with the Father's name that were redeemed from the earth in the first fruit resurrection. They have a song that only they can learn. It's not you to learn this. It's not your resurrection. You're gonna raise in the second resurrection. We're going to prove it to you in the last five verses of the book of Revelation chapter 20 that we're going to conclude here tonight if we can get it in. Awake and sing, thou that dwelleth in the dust, for the dew is the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. First resurrection. Not second. First fruits. Christ and the first fruits, and then those that are his after his coming. Now, my question, is there going to be a 1,000-year reign when he comes back? Is he going to appear in the heavens, rapture after church, take them to heaven, and then come back to earth and reign 1,000 years? I don't think so. But that's what they teach. Be it pre, post, latter, it don't matter. They're all in this ugly duckling doctrine together. They are deceivers. And I can prove it. But you don't want it proven because it would prove you wrong, and you would have to repent and get baptized in the name of Yahweh for the remission of your sins and get ready for the second resurrection. Come, my people. Verse 21, for Yahweh cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for the iniquity, and the earth shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. That's the 144,000 in the first resurrection. He came and he took them out. Now, I gave you a verse of Scripture that I want to confirm for you tonight. And it's in the book of Hosea, chapter 6, verse 2. After 2 days, he will revive us. 2 days after his resurrection, first resurrection, would be 2,000 years approximately. And the third day, now remember, you were going to be revived. That means the gospel is going to be preached. It's a reviving message of the truth now. The righteousness of the truth. Very few going to be that find it. If you have any revelation right now, you people that know this truth or have been introduced to this truth, you'll be the happiest people in the world. You know far more than your local bellbox neighbor that worships in a church house with a steeple on it. After 2 days, he will revive us, and the third day, he will raise us up, and we will live in his sight. Now, going back to Revelation chapter 20. Let's see exactly what the last five verses would tell us. And I saw a great white throne, and him that sat upon it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great. Second resurrection doctrine here, that it switches from the first 10 verses of the book of Revelation chapter 20 is concerning the first resurrection and 144,000, them that had the Father's name, them that had the seal, them that knew the song to sing in the first resurrection. Christ come and slip them out of here. You don't hear these preachers talk about that. They don't have the connection. They don't have the synchronicity. They don't have the chronology. They don't have the plan. The gospel is hid to them. And therefore, they preach a confused, deceitful revelation and put a false hope in many Christians that they're going to rapture out, or they're going to be 1,000 years. We're going to live here with him 1,000 years. He's coming back to live with us 1,000 years. Well, I don't know if that's the mission, but if it's true, if he lives with 1,000 years, then all hell's going to break loose. Then his 1,000 years of teaching us, if you won't hear me, you won't hear him. Why should he come back? He done been here. He done rose in a first resurrection and took his bride out and sent me to preach between the first one and the second one. And others like me, other witnesses that know this doctrine, that will teach it to you if you want to learn. Seek them out. You say, I don't know now. My preacher don't agree with you, Pastor. But I called him up and talked to him, and he said, oh, don't listen to him. He's wrong. Who's following him? Look, he don't have no followers. He's just a small-time preacher. That's what they say. Look at us. We got a church on the corner. We got the biggest church in town. Come on over here. There's something moving, something powerful. There's miracles and signs in Jesus' name. Get over here. Boy, they'll shout and dance and deceive the very elect. Keep on dancing around Aaron's golden calf. That's what they were doing. It's even the people of Yahweh were involved in false doctrine. Right after the law of truth and deliverance was given to them, they throwed it and destroyed it and didn't want it and desired a false doctrine that they could shout around something they could see, hear, taste, and feel, or smell. And the doctrine of these false prophets is, if you really want to know the truth, they spray this deceitful perfume on it, but if you only knew, it smells like rotten eggs. When you're in hell and you lift up your eyes, it's going to be a Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone, stink that's going to come up in your nostrils, and you're going to remember what Pastor Buddy taught you, and yet you wanted to be deceived and believed in 1,000-year reign. Oh, we got time. He's going to come back here and pet us off. We're gonna wait for the Lord to come back. He's coming back, and he's going to rapture us out, and we don't have to go through all this. I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, not gods. If you want to know what God that was, in verse 12 of Revelation, chapter 20, why don't you read Matthew 25, verse 31? I'll tell you who's going to sit on the throne. And the books were opened. You know what kind of books? The ones I'm reading out of here tonight. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. And I've done told you that the judgment begins at your temple when you hear or reject the gospel. Right then, judgment comes to your door. You'll give an account. Been better for you not to know the way. They said, well, I'm going to go up in heaven. He's going to judge me. And I'll pull a fast one on him. I'll talk my way into heaven. I'm going to live like hell. I'm going to go to church, put my name on the book, and get up and live like hell and go when I want to and stay when I... I'm not going to... What do I need to do for my payment? Tithes? You see, they've set up the biggest bail box operation in the world under the name of Jesus Christ to deceive the very elect. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen. We are in a time of trouble that the devil and his lying prophets, they're not gonna bless you. You're gonna bless them. See, the blessings is always coming over to you. Oh, they'll sing good. Oh yeah. Yeah, they're gonna sing. And they're going to praise him, and they're going to look good, profile and style, as they deceive the very elect. But ladies and gentlemen, don't you know, now listen to me, don't you know that Yahweh is coming for a people that has kept the faith and hasn't denied his name? For those who are waiting in the second resurrection, who believe the part that he played by taking his bride out of the first resurrection. They're with him in heaven right now, and him and the bride say, come, and whosoever's athirst, let him hear this gospel, because he's coming back to judge who is worthy. And the sea gave up the dead that were in it. Now, you know what the sea is. Everybody thinks it's the ocean where people died and jumped off in the ocean, or bombs and all that stuff. That's automatically what people start thinking about. But have you ever read the 17th chapter of the book of Revelations? You ever got any revelation from that? Here it is. And it says, here in the 17th, come, I'll show you the judgment of the great whore and those who've committed fornication. And the woman was arrayed, and she had a forehead name that is identified in Revelation 13 and 1. It's the name of a blasphemous god, Jesus. They that dwell on the earth will wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not. And here's the mind of them that hath wisdom. I'm going to give you some wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which a woman sits. And there are seven kings which are fallen. One is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is the seventh and goeth into perdition. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom, but will receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast, who will gather up the people to fight against the day of his coming. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb. Right there it is. When he comes back, he's going to come back in flaming fire. Satan will already be here with his angels, deceiving, sitting over in the temple, and having the people bowing and kissing his feet. And he said unto me, the waters which thou sawest, the sea, the dead, the sea gave up the dead. And he said, the waters which thou sawest, where the horse sits, are people, multitudes, nations, and tongues. So the sea is a group of people that are cast into the time of judgment. You'll receive him now, or you'll receive him later. You'll pay now, or you'll pay later. You'll love him now, you can't love him later. You'll serve him now, you can't serve him later. So what's the purpose of a future judgment if you're not being judged right now? What's the purpose of a future book, Lamb's book, it was written from the foundation of the world? Why should he wait and look at it again? Your name there, it's going to be there. He's going to lose none. All of his children are going to make it home. He's not going to lose one of them. Praise Yahweh. Now, for those that's been deceived and those that's come out of great tribulation are those who refuse to walk in the light. He's going to make it rough on you. You're going to have to pay the price. You might have to load it up and do it again and again and again till you get it right. Yahweh is long-suffering, not willing that any should perish, but all would come to repentance. Strange doctrine. I told you that I had some beliefs that would shake your boots. You Christian people that's been vaccinated against living before or living again are so weak and on milk. You don't have any strength. When a preacher preaches you the truth, you faint. You run. You're scared to death because they've vaccinated you with their false doctrine. Now, come out of her, what? My people. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. After 2 days, he will revive us. Here around 2000, there is an explosion of internet revelations of the name of Yahweh. You cannot deny it. I talked to a guy about an hour ago from Texas. And he was telling me that he was trying to teach these Pentecostal preachers out there, and matter of fact, he had a debate about the name of it. They said, no, that I've never heard of that. See, just because you ain't heard of something don't mean that it's not true. And so they argued and fussed and said that he was preaching a false name, and they were sticking with the name of Jesus. And then one or two of them went home and got on the internet and looked it up and came back and said, my God, the whole internet is alive with that name. We never heard it. Wonder why we hadn't heard it. Because the lying scribes and the false doctrine of the Pharisees to forbid you from preaching and teaching the name of Yahweh. That's why. That's exactly why. That the devil don't want you to know the truth. But the Bible says you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. But if you reject this truth, you've judged yourself. You ain't going to wait to a future point way out there in the future and go up there. You've judged yourself right then. Right then is when you hung yourself. By your words you're justified, and by your words you can condemn. When you say no to Yahweh now, you can say yes to him later at the judgment. It's over. It's done. I mean, you've done sealed your doom down here. Your time to accept him is now. You can't accept him at the judgment. He's not going to judge you. If you're unworthy, you're dead. He's not the God of the dead. Oh, he came to this world in a world of darkness. He brought the light of the gospel to preach to those that were in prison. I was one of them. You were one of them. And you may still be one of them if you don't know about Yahweh. If you don't know about the 1,000-year reign. If you don't know about the false doctrine of the rapture. You need to know. You need to find out. It's critical. It's imperative that you understand what I'm teaching, that you may know the truth, and let the truth basically make you free. Now, how is it? Yahweh is going to come for a people that's kept the faith and hadn't denied his name. Now, where are you in this relationship with the Father? Are you standing afar off? Do you have a spirit of indifference because it's something you've never heard? Like the brother was trying to teach him, we've never heard that name, so therefore it don't exist. You see, your stupidity and your ignorance don't excuse the truth. You must accept the truth. And that means a humbling experience. I know I've been through it. After 30 years of preaching in the wrong doctrine, I had to hear the rest of the story. Page 2 was given me. And boy, page 2, Resurrection 2 is coming up. But it's only them that's going to be worthy of that resurrection. It's going to raise the rest of the dead. Ain't going to make it. Because he's not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. If you're living now, you live because of him. If he's in you, you'll never die. Oh, I praise Yahweh. Let me repeat this. If you believe in him now, you'll never die. And though you were dead, yet shall you live. Are you with me? Do you understand it? Well, my time is coming known here tonight far too quick. I didn't get over half of what I wanted to, but you have the 3-part series of the 1,000-year reign. Now, if you'd like to understand more about this, call me tonight at area code 423-626-2117. Now, again, that's area code 423-626-2172. If you'd like to write me, well, just do so. That's Pastor Buddy at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Again now, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. I love you tonight, or I wouldn't teach you the truth. If I didn't love you, I would preach a different doctrine. Because I would be more interested in your tithes and your offerings and your fellowship and what you've got to give me in a monetary gain. But you see, I'm not preaching for gain. I'm not preaching for any monetary gain. I'm preaching for truth. I'm preaching for my place in the second resurrection, where you're going to be. So then, if we all make it, we're going to make it in the name of Yahweh. We're going to pass from death unto life because we love our brethren and we're going to tell them the truth. You see, it's a truth, people, that's going to raise up in the last days, and they are basically going to overcome by the blood of the Lamb. They're going to stand before him in that day and they're going to hear him say, "Well done, my good and faithful servants. You've been faithful over a few things, and I'm going to make you ruler over many." Who are they? They're Yahweh's people. They found him between the first and the second resurrection. They found him during the 1,000-year reign, that he gives them a space, 2,000 years. Then around 2,000 years, like I said, the explosion of knowledge, and then the preachers like myself and others and witnesses are going to take this name and preach it throughout the earth. You've heard the other one, and the end ain't come. You're going to hear this one, and when it's preached around the earth, you're going to believe one thing. The end is going to come. You'll hear the final trump. Those who are worthy, those who have resurrection power, see, you're going to be transformed in a moment. Christ came in the first resurrection to get those the first fruits. He got them, 144,000. They're called by his name, and they're coming out of heaven with the Messiah. They're coming with him. You're going to see them. These are those that had their heads cut off for the witness of Yahweh. You want to love him tonight? You want him? You desire him? Well, of course you do. I desire him even today, that we desire him in the second resurrection. I want a part in that. And my part was with my mother, the wife. She's in heaven right now rejoicing. And the bride and the bridegroom are together. They travailed and they brought forth sons and daughters. I'm one of them. And if you're not one of them tonight and you'd like to be, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. You can call me again, like I say, at area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you'd like to write me, you can do that. Simply write me and ask me for this series of The Thousand-Year Reign. Three parts, 3 hours of teaching, biblically explained, put in a sequence that you can understand, and I'll make it free to you if you just write me. Write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. May Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh keep you. May Yahweh cause the sun to shine upon you. May you grow eagle's wings, and may you mount up in your spiritual understanding. May you ascend into the height of the great mountain. May you be one of those people in the sea of water that would come to an understanding, and that would walk with him, and that would talk with him, and that would obey him, and receive in your life the wonderful power of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, Yahweh is going to bless you. Yahweh is going to deliver you. Yahweh is going to make you a part of the second resurrection if you will repent and be baptized in his name for the remission of sin. I'll see you Monday night around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 o'clock Central Time. We'll see you then, and may Yahweh take a liking to you. I love you.